According to my atomic clock, it is 3 o'clock. So I would like to call the August 31st, 2020 Board of Adjustment meeting to order and thank everybody for taking the time to join us this afternoon in these very unprecedented times. This meeting is taking place online to comply with the ongoing social distancing requirements and ensure the community's ability to participate. Ms. Ancona, may I have a roll call, please?
Chair Dankworth?
Here.
Vice Chair Roach?
Present.
Member Barcello?
Here.
And Member Murphy?
Present.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. And now we'll recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now welcome everybody and thank you for coming. Even though it's remotely, thank you for being here. Clearly the mechanics of today's meeting are going to be different from our regular in-person meetings. Today's meeting is a study session, so the board will not be taking any public comment. May I introduce the members of the board that are present? Vice Chair Roach, Ms. Murphy, and Mr. Barcello. And Councilmember Solomon, you are the liaison. Would you like to speak?
Yes, just a brief comment. I'd like to thank Dave Perkins for his time on the Board of Adjustments. He has, as you probably all know, voluntarily resigned. I think he's enjoying life a little too much and is traveling. Once again, I wanted to thank him for that, and I look forward to working with the chair and our administrative staff in interviewing and selecting a new Board of Adjustment member. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Now, I reviewed the order of business, and the next order of business is going to be item one. Would you please read that, Ms. Ancona?
Chair Dankworth?
Yes.
This is Joe Andrews, the attorney. Yes. I think we have to open and or close the call to the audience. There is one on today's meeting, if I see it correctly.
I don't have that on mine.
It's on the one that's online. Right after Pledge of Allegiance, there's call to the audience.
Well, I did say the board will not be taking any public comment, but it's not listed as call to the audience.
Yep.
Okay, I will therefore nonetheless open the call to the audience. Are there any cards or any members who would wish to speak? Anyone from the public who is present who would wish to speak on any topic other than that being discussed at this meeting? Hearing none, I'm going to close the call to audience. And at this point, Ms. Ancona, would you please read the first item on the agenda?
Review and approval of the August 10th, 2020 special session meeting minutes.
Okay. Has everybody had a chance to review those minutes? Yes, I see one yes. Two yeses. I'm not getting Member Barcello's visual on here. Are you?
I'm here, Madam Chair, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. I heard that you were here, I just didn't see you, okay. With that being said, are there any questions, additions, or changes to the minutes of the last meeting? Not seeing any or hearing any, may I have a motion to accept the minutes? Ms. Murphy? Thank you. May I have a second, please? Member Roach? All right. May I have a vote, please?
Chair Dickworth, they should probably make the motion on the meeting versus a wave on the cameras. I'm sorry.
All right. Ms. Murphy, would you like to make the motion rather than...
I will make that motion, yes. I was wondering about that.
I'll second it.
All right. You said you were going to make the motion. You did not specifically.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I make the motion to approve.
Okay. Yes. Member Roche.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. May I have a vote by voice call, please? Roll call.
Chair Dankworth?
Aye.
Vice Chair Roche?
Aye.
Member Barcelo?
Aye.
Member Murphy?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Okay. Zancana, would you please read the second agenda item?
Discussion regarding a zoning code text amendment for administrative review and potential approval of building setback reductions.
Okay, and I understand that there is a staff presentation. Ms. Sims, would you like to continue with that?
Sure. Chair Dankworth, thank you. The town senior planner, Ms. Hannah Oden, will be presenting this afternoon. So I'll turn it over to Ms. Oden.
Okay. Ms. Oden? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, please give us your presentation.
All right, can everyone see that all right on their screens and hear me?
Yes.
All right, great, thank you. So good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Chair Dankworth, for the opportunity to present to the board about a proposed zoning code text amendment. My name is Hannah Oden, and I'm a senior planner with the town of Oro Valley. So the purpose of this presentation is to provide information and get feedback from the board regarding a proposed zoning code amendment that was initiated by the Planning and Zoning Commission earlier this month. The proposed code amendment would provide a fair, balanced, and time-tested process for administrative review and potential approval of minor building setback reduction requests without the requirement to go through the legal framework of a variance process. The proposed code amendment will be presented to Planning and Zoning Commission for a recommendation with final action by Town Council. However, the proposed amendment directly relates to the type of cases considered by the Board of Adjustment, and it is being considered today for information and discussion purposes only. I'll walk us through the proposed amendment during the presentation, and feedback and comments received by the board today will be used to inform the draft amendment. The complete proposed code amendment can be found in attachment 1 of your packets. So to start, I'm going to provide some background information before discussing the proposed code amendment in more detail. As you are likely aware, all building setback reductions, no matter how minor, must be considered by the Board of Adjustment as a variance case. Often, these requests are minor with no impact to surrounding properties. However, the 5 specific findings per state law and the zoning code that must be satisfied for all variance requests are intentionally strict and difficult to meet. For this reason, even variance setback reduction requests that are often minor with no negative impacts are often recommended for denial because all 5 require legalistic findings have not been met. A recent case considered by the Board of Adjustment illustrates this situation well, as shown on this slide. An applicant was requesting a setback reduction to construct an attached garage at a historic home. The request was for a 2.5-foot setback reduction. Even though the request was minor, with no negative impacts, and was supported by neighbors, both staff and the Board of Adjustment found that the request did not meet all required variance findings, and the request was ultimately denied. Minor setback reduction requests are also something Oro Valley residents ask town staff about during home construction projects. While these inquiries often do not result in a variance application, it does illustrate a community need. Apologies, moved forward too quickly. So the proposed code amendment would provide a process for administrative review and potential approval of minor setback reduction requests, such as the one described. Requests would be subject to specific criteria, which I will describe later in the presentation. While developing this proposed zoning code amendment, staff turned to other state jurisdictions for research. A number of other jurisdictions in Arizona, as shown on this slide, have allowances for setback reductions in their zoning codes and were used as the framework for crafting this proposed amendment. While the process differs between jurisdictions, all have been able to successfully implement a process that allows for administrative review and approval of minor building setback reductions when warranted and based on specific criteria. Town staff examined the content of these processes for key components that have been incorporated into this proposed code amendment. Furthermore, staff referenced state law for this proposed amendment, which limits setback reductions to a maximum of 10% for administrative approval. I will discuss this later in the presentation. So the proposed amendment has several key components, which I would like to briefly describe. First, this amendment would only apply to single-family residential properties for individual homeowners. It does not apply to large or major home builders constructing an entire residential subdivision. In short, this process may not be used for multiple properties as one application and are considered on a case-by-case basis. The intent, again, is to help individual homeowners. Second, the setback reduction must be 10% or less and may not result in a setback that is closer than 5 feet to any property line. As mentioned in the previous slide, state law limits setback reductions to 10% to be eligible for administrative review and potential approval. And third, for a setback reduction request to be eligible for administrative approval, it must be unopposed by directly affected property owners. Fourth, staff is proposing specific standards that all requests must meet to be eligible for this process. These standards are strict to ensure that there are no negative impacts to surrounding properties. Jurisdictions in Arizona that allow for administrative relief of setback reductions have similar standards that must be satisfied for approval. And lastly, the proposed amendment uses the existing appeal process for administrative decisions in the zoning code that requires appeals to be considered by the Board of Adjustment. I will now go through the specifics of the proposed code amendment and will start with applicability and allowances. The proposed amendment would apply to single family residences for both the main building and detached accessory structures, which would include things such as a home addition or a detached garage. As mentioned previously, setback reduction requests would be considered individually on a parcel by parcel basis for single family residences. It would not apply to setback reductions for multiple properties as part of an entire subdivision requested by a major home builder. Lastly, there are existing sections in the zoning code where setback relief is already granted in the form of an allowed encroachment. For example, in some zoning districts, detached accessory structures are allowed to be 5 feet from a rear property line, even though the rear setback is actually greater. This proposed amendment would not allow for further setback reductions to be granted where the code already provides relief. In this case, a detached accessory structure could not be moved any closer to the rear property line using this process than what was already allowed by code. Next, I'll discuss the standards that all minor setback reduction requests must meet to be eligible for this process. Setbacks may not be reduced by more than 10% and may not result in a setback that is closer than 5 feet to any property line. As mentioned previously, state law does limit administrative approval of setback reductions to a maximum of 10%. The proposed process would apply to all zoning districts that permit single-family dwelling units. The table on this slide shows single-family zoning districts and illustrates what a 10% setback reduction would look like for front, side, and rear setbacks. For instance, in an R1-36 zoning district, a 10% front setback reduction would result in a 3-foot reduction from 30 feet to 27 feet. The maximum setback reduction that would result from this proposed process would be 5 feet in the larger lot zoning districts where setbacks are greater. All requests must also be unopposed by directly affected property owners, which means no written response in opposition is received by town staff. I will discuss this in more detail in the following slides. Lastly, similar to variance findings, Setback reduction requests may not be materially detrimental to surrounding properties and are also subject to conditions as determined by the Planning and Zoning Administrator to limit any potential negative impacts. This could include conditions such as screening and exterior color limitations. Next, I'll discuss how the proposed code amendment defines directly affected property owners. Property owners adjacent to the applicant's applicant's property are considered to be directly affected. This includes properties both next to and near the subject property, such as properties directly across the street. However, if a setback reduction request is in the side or rear yard and only affects abutting properties, which are those sharing a property line, then only these abutting properties would be considered directly affected. The proposed code amendment would also allow the Planning and Zoning Administrator to include additional properties if it is determined that they would be materially affected by a setback reduction request. Once an eligible setback reduction request is received, the town will notify directly affected property owners by mail. The notice will provide detailed information about the request and will be accompanied by a 15-day comment period when directly affected property owners may provide written comments to the town, either in support or opposition of the request. And this brings us to the next part of the proposed code amendment regarding potential opposition by directly affected property owners. Again, directly affected property owners have 15 days to respond after notices are mailed. If no response in opposition is received by the town, the application is considered unopposed and may continue through the review process. However, if written opposition is received by the town within the 15-day comment period, the Planning and Zoning Administrator may add conditions to a setback reduction request, such as screening or a height limit, to address the opposition. The proposed code amendment would also allow the Planning and Zoning Administrator to meet with the applicant and affected property owner in opposition to reach a consensus. This could include modifying the request or adding conditions to mitigate for any impacts. If opposition still remains from a directly affected property owner, the request is not eligible for this process and must be denied. Lastly, I will discuss the review and appeal process included in the proposed code amendment. The amendment gives the Planning and Zoning Administrator review and decision authority of setback reduction requests. They may approve with conditions, or deny an application based on the requirements of this process. Similar to other jurisdictions in Arizona who have setback reduction allowances, any appeals to a Planning and Zoning Administrator decision would be deferred to the Board of Adjustment. This would follow the current process for appeals of administrative decisions that exists in the zoning code. All administrative decisions may be appealed to the Board of Adjustment by aggrieved parties. And if a request is denied, the applicant still retains the ability to have their case considered by the Board of Adjustment as a variance case, and it would be subject to all variance criteria. In summary, the proposed code amendment would provide a process for administrative review and potential approval of minor setback reductions when warranted and based on specific standards. The intent is to provide flexibility in the code for a fair, balanced, and time-tested process when setback reduction requests are minor without the need to go through the extensive legal framework of a variance process. Reductions would be limited to a maximum of 10% and would be subject to strict standards to ensure that there are no negative impacts to surrounding properties. Again, all eligible requests must be unopposed by directly affected properties. This proposed code amendment will be presented to Planning and Zoning Commission for a recommendation with final action by Town Council and is presented today for information and discussion purposes only. Feedback provided during this study session will be used to inform the draft code amendment. So this concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions and look forward to feedback from the board regarding this proposed code amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Oden. Do any of the board members have questions for staff at this time? If so, please raise your hand or click the raise your hand button if there is one.
Chair Dankworth, Member Roach, and Member Barcelo both have their hands up.
Okay. Member Roach?
Yes, thank you. I think this is an excellent idea. Does anybody have a guesstimate of what percent over the past 12 months of the applications that this new proposal would be appropriate for?
Chair Dankworth, Member Roach, we don't have a specific percentage right now. And again, some constituents will come to town staff maybe asking about this type of allowance. Again, it doesn't always make it through the variance process, but it is something that town staff does here just over the counter. We can certainly find out that information where this process would apply, but certainly the most recent case that the board considered, this would have applied to that request.
Yeah, no, I don't need any research on it. I was just curious. Thank you. Good job.
Member Barcelo, you had a question?
I do, Madam Chair. Thank you. For Ms. Oden, or maybe for Mr. Andrews, is a day defined as a business day or a calendar day? And does that matter?
Chair Dankworth, Member Barcelo, Mr. Andrews, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but in this case, it would be a calendar day if you're referring to the notice.
And that's basically how the statute works. It's a calendar day unless it becomes evident or it's spelled out some other way. So it would be a calendar day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Is there any other question that needs to be asked?
Chair Dankworth, Member Murphy has a question.
Member Murphy.
I completely agree with Vice Chair Roach. I think that this is an excellent idea. I really hope it comes to fruition. I would like to know if we would be going out of our way to let previous variance case people know that this might be on the books or coming down the pike, so to speak, because I would hate for them to not know and to not reach out. I'd like for them to be notified, possibly.
Chair Dankworth, Member Murphy, we can certainly look into that.
I'm going to add my own two cents to this. I am as delighted as the other members are that this has finally come about. I think this change is long overdue, and I'm very happy to see it being proposed and hope and expect, frankly, that it will pass both the both P&Z and the town council. Do we have any idea of the timeline for both those events?
Chair Dankworth, it is scheduled for Planning and Zoning Commission consideration on September 8th, and then Town Council study session in October, which would be followed by a regular session.
Okay. Adjacent to this line of inquiry, do we have definitions, as I assume we do in Oro Valley, for what constitutes a historic dwelling?
Chair Dankworth, I'm not 100% sure on that. I don't know if Ms. Sims might have an answer for off the top of her head for a definition of that.
Ms. Sims?
Chair Dankworth, we in the code, we don't define dwelling units as historic, but that is something that I know the Historic Preservation Commission is also considering, so we can definitely follow up into that as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. Are there any other questions of staff? All right. Is there any discussion on the issue at hand? Not seeing any hands or hearing anything. I will now call for Well, we don't have, we're not taking any vote on this, so it is simply a matter of ending the session, I believe, at this point. Ms. Sims, do you have anything else that you would like to add to this?
Chair Dankwith, no, thank you. We as staff also, though, want to acknowledge our appreciation for Member Perkins and his time with the board, and we wish him well, and are also looking forward to whoever the newest member is. so hopefully that process will be done efficiently and we can welcome them soon.
And I'll add my thanks to Member Perkins, too. I worked with him now for a couple of years and found him to be a very valuable member of the board. So thank you all very much, and may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
May I have a vote, a roll call vote, please?
Chair Dankworth?
Aye.
Vice Chair Roach?
Aye.
Member Barcelo?
Aye.
Member Murphy?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, folks.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.